What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
Hey, Matt, what's going on, man?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi.
Matt here was getting his drink on pretty good at Park Tavern for St. Patrick's Day and missed the golden opportunity, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I had a Red Bull vodka, actually. I was drinking Red Bull at about 10 in the morning last Saturday amidst all the snow. I decided to go down to Park Tavern for their annual St. Patty's Day party. And they had a duck contest, and they were asking people to look for little rubber leprechaun ducks. And
only it's entertaining to drink.
A traditional St. Patty's Day at Park Tavern.
Quack, quack.
Hey, yeah, what's that? I'm wondering why, but Park Tavern was giving away $1,000 in cash to the people who found the most leprechaun ducks all over the tavern. So for each duck you found, they would give you a raffle ticket for a chance to win one of the $200 prizes. And
so it's like mixing St. Patrick's Day with Easter, but instead of hiding eggs, they're hiding ducks, and they're not doing it on either holiday. It makes perfect sense.
Somebody was so drunk when they brainstormed that around a whole bunch of other drunk people.
I don't think that was drinking.
Yeah. So go ahead, Matt. So there you are.
Yeah, so I ended up finding 31 of the 100 ducks, which almost assured me of one of the prizes. And then she came along. Her name is Allie. That's about all I know. And she has she has really amazing eyes, most innocent I've ever seen. And she looked a lot like Renee Zellweger. And she had my attention from the beginning, actually. She came to me asking me to purchase some of my ducks for $10. I didn't want to risk my chances, you know, winning the 1,000 for only $10. But to make a long story short, I felt an amazing chemistry between both of us. I guess it could have been the Red Bull, but, yeah, it felt really cool.
Is that a duck in your pocket, or you just happy to see me?
Yeah, but in a short time, I found out that she had a brother in Vegas, she had a thing for Survivor, and that she was in school. But I, like a little girl, I didn't get one piece of information I had to have, and that was her phone number.
Little girl, you a little girl, little girl, little girl, little girl, little girl.
I do love
we
that.
We still laugh hard every time every that time. Plays.
All right, Lord. But we got a couple of things to go on here. I mean, we know where she was. We know her name was Allie. Do you remember what color her eyes were?
Brown.
You said that with confidence, or you were had to think?
They were brown.
Okay. We know that she sort of looks like Renee Zellweger. We know that she's got a brother in Vegas, and she's got some weird thing like she really digs the show Survivor.
And she's in school.
Right.
You don't know which school, though?
Parkview.
Oh, no. That would be very Burt Show. And this is not a party that happened this weekend, but it was last weekend at Park Tavern, right?
Right, yeah, when it was snowing, all that stuff. Mm-hmm.
And wasn't that the Wednesday night drinking club party?
Yes.
Okay, that could help.
Well, that explains the ducks, the missing of the holiday, and the hiding them like Easter eggs.
Missing of the holiday.
It's a drinking club.
Drinking games, yeah.
Hey, why don't you just put them all in costume and let them sit on Santa's lap while they're there?
You don't remember anything else about her. That's all you have.
That's about it. That's all I got.
At least you got a first name.
How old do you think she is?
Yeah, I guess about, well, she had to be 21 to be at the party. Mm-hmm. So 21 to maybe 25. She's in school, so.
Okay.
Blonde hair?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
About how tall, do you remember?
Shorter than me, so let's see, about 5. I mean, girls average about 5'4", maybe 5'7", somewhere in there.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you love her?
I'm in like with her, Jeff.
I think the Wednesday night drinking club might be the best thing that we got going for us on this whole thing.
Because so many of those people are connected and they all hang out together a lot.
They're a tight-knit group.
I have a friend who was one of the coordinators of the party, too. I can call her and see if there's any way to track names of people, or maybe if she bought a ticket online, I could see if she can look up the list or something.
Oh, wow. Well, you have to remember this was 10 in the morning. The party went till 3 in the morning, so it's a long stretch. I'm sure people had other things going on.
If you're friends with a girl who got there at 10 in the morning, you know who that girl is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think we have a better shot the fact that you were there at 10 a.m.
Totally.
All right. So here's what we're looking for. If you think you might have a connection here with this Allie, she's got brown eyes, a little Renee Zellweger-like. Her brother lives in Vegas, and she's a big old fan of the show Survivor. She's about 21 years old, maybe 5'4", and she was at Park Tavern for their St. Paddy's Day blowout, and that is a Wednesday night drinking club event. Mm-hmm. So if you're in Wednesday night drinking club, you may know a couple of Allies. Mm-hmm. Then give us a call right now, 404-741-Q100, and we'll see if we can tie them in together. All right, Matt, hold on 1 second, and we'll see if we get any bites. At this point, we don't have any. But sometimes it takes 24 hours to put these things together. So if we get anything over the next couple of minutes, we'll get you back on. And if not, if we get anything after the show, we will try to tie up all the loose ends after the show and get you on tomorrow morning.
That was awesome. Thanks, Bert.
Okay, yeah. Good luck.
And I think also, with the Wednesday Night Drinking Club people, like the fact that it was in the whole duck contest, as funny as that is, the fact that Allie went up to Matt to try to buy off some of his ducks, mm-hmm. I think that's a key to the puzzle, too.
And it was their Super Bowl over this weekend, so I'm not surprised that not too many of them are listening right now.
They're not.
Right. It is St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
They could still be drinking green beer.
Or they're putting the makeup on. They're putting the green stuff on right now
getting
for tonight.
Ready, getting costume.
Ready. Yeah.
You're
like football players in a locker room hitting each other on the shoulders, headbutting for tonight.
We're looking slapping a sign as they run into Park Tavern.
We're looking for an alley. Brown eyes, a little Renee Zellweger-ish. She's got a brother in Vegas, big fan of Survivor. And she was at Park Tavern for their St. Paddy's Day blowout last weekend.
Yeah, Brittany from Q100 was there at that party.
Hey, Jamie, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, guys. Love the show. How are you guys doing today?
Good, sir. How are you?
Great. I just wanted to point out, I thought it was quite funny that he says she's quite Renee Zellweger-ish. And he loves her eyes. I've never seen Renee Zellweger's eyes in my life.
Because they are so small.
Valid point.
Before we move on to commercials, we may have a lead on Allie.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Mitch.
Hey, Bercho. How you doing?
What's up, man?
I was there 10 o'clock in the morning, and I do have a picture of Allie. She was with another girl. They were all wearing green.
Cute.
And I think Tim was the one that was wearing a white. Tim's a big guy, big tall guy wearing a white sweater.
Who's Tim?
What's the guy that's trying to find Allie?
I thought his name was Matt.
Matt. Because he is the one that actually early and started getting all the, got all the ducks. Everything, the very first thing. Yeah.
Get his ducks all in a row.
Yeah. I've got a picture of her. She was hot. I'm a gay man, but we love beautiful women. That's why I want to take a picture of her. Like a picture of her and three other girls. I do have it. I can send it to you, and just I know it's her.
That would be great. Yeah, because that way for sure we'll find her. Mm-hmm. If you could send us that picture, we'll put it up online, and somebody will email us, and we'll be able to get them together.
Perfect. I hope Matt's friends give him the credit that he deserves for finding 37 of the 100 ducks at Park Tavern.
He got there early. It wasn't fair either. He got there before it started. He had them all before we even started.
Dude, that's working a little too hard.
I'm just saying, I just want to make...
Are you talking duck strategy right now?
Do us a favor, Mitch. Will you send us a picture today so we can get it up online as early as possible?
I'll send it right now.
All right, man. Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
The Bert Show.
So the question here is, what have you guys done out of desperation for cash? And Patty called in. Hey, Patty.
Hey.
You're on the voice disguiser.
Okay.
What's up?
Hi, how is everyone?
Good.
Doing good, thank you.
I'm a little nervous, I'm sorry.
Don't be nervous.
Yeah, you're on
And you're on the voice disguiser, so nobody knows who you are.
Okay. So, I can totally relate to her.
Okay.
I came to Atlanta like 6 years ago. And I was homeless for a while. I was living in one of those budget motels that you pay bi-weekly.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have any money to pay for the next week. So I had to prostitute. And it's kind of scary because you come and you don't have any money and you have to sell yourself just to have some money or something to eat, or, you know, it's just scary.
Did you literally, like, put on, like, a sexy outfit and walk up and down a street? Like,
I did. I was in Tucker. I don't know if y'all know where Tucker is.
Mm-hmm.
That's just, you know, and then I had brought my clothes with me, and I had this, like, fur coat, this faux fur coat, and one of those, it's a stretch, like a one-piece dress, really short. And I had heels on, and I would just get out there. And then I got up with this one black guy. I don't remember his name, but he took me to Buckhead one weekend. And that's where I made the most money.
And you went to a hotel, or you went back to his place, or a car, or what?
I would get out there on Buckhead, you know. It was a horrible area. And I would just walk up and down the road, and then I would get in the car with whoever stopped.
So are you saying that he became your pimp?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. So he notices you. He brings you into Buckhead.
Yes.
And then you start walking up and down the streets in Buckhead.
Yes.
So the first night you were out there in Tucker, he picked you up and said, look, I can help you out?
I was there for like 3 days. And then I just had enough money just to pay for that 1 week. Because where I came from, I had stole the petty cash. Because I was in some trouble where I came from, and I had to steal some money. I didn't have any money, so I had to sell the petty cash, and I got here with, like, $400. Yeah. And I had to pay. It was $199 for 1 week at one of those, like, weekly things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I paid that, and I was looking for work, for real. I mean, I would go out, and I would go to the Pizza Hut, and no one wanted to hire me because I just got here. I didn't even have any idea or anything.
How long did you do it?
I did it for like 3 months.
3 months? How'd you get out of it?
Well, one of the people that I was with offered to take me out of it, you know, for me to stay with them for a little while until I can get on my feet and not have to do that anymore. And so that's how I got out of it, because I went and stayed with him.
It must be that first time that you put on, like, the sexy outfit with the intention of going out there and being a prostitute for the very first time. There must be a point where you look at yourself in the mirror and just break down.
All the time. I mean, my lowest point was when I came back from doing it with this old man. He was older, but he had a nice car. And I was in the bathroom, and the condom fell out. It had slipped off, I guess, and just, it was disgusting. I was so scared.
Ugh. Are you married now?
I am. I'm married now.
Does he know that part of your history?
No, he does not know.
He doesn't have any idea.
I would never, ever tell. I can relate to the girl.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that she should be looked down on. I mean, she was homeless. I mean, we were homeless. We didn't have, what else are we going to use? I mean,
when you said, when you said we were homeless, who's we?
Well, I was talking about that girl that did it with the governor.
Yeah.
So you,
I mean,
you,
I can totally relate to her. And I mean,
right. I just wondered if it was you and a child, or you and a friend, or.
No, right, it was just me. I mean, I didn't have anybody. I didn't know anybody here. And I was running away from my life.
And what do you do now for a living?
Well, I'm a secretary.
And obviously nobody knows that that's part of your history. But that was that whole prostitution thing, was that the turning point? Like, I mean, you made enough money to sort of turn around your life, right?
Well, I did. I mean, I didn't make a whole lot of money because that guy was taking a big chunk of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's ridiculous. When you get in with a guy like that, they give you, like, so little of the money that you're making, you just wonder, what is the point? I mean, you're just like a sex slave. They don't even give you anything. I mean.
Do you think you were changed forever?
I totally was. I mean, I'm scarred. I mean, I'm scarred forever because of what I did. And I would hate to think that when I have a child that she would have to go through that. You know, I mean, they say that there's women that like to do that, but I cannot imagine it.
Mm-mm. Have you ever told anybody this part of your history?
I've never told anyone. Oh. I I mean, it's just so painful to remember it because I can still see myself like today, like it was just yesterday.
How often do you think about it?
I think about it pretty often. I mean, especially when you're looking at yourself, you know, you're getting undressed, you're getting ready to take a shower, you just start remembering the feeling of getting back to the apartment and just scrubbing yourself. I mean, you just, it's a sick feeling.
Mm-hmm.
It's sickening. I mean, it's just a sick feeling because it's just disgusting to some of these people you have to be with. I mean, they're just disgusting.
What do you do? Just mentally check out, so it just becomes a physical thing, and you're not even mentally in that room?
It's hard. It's really hard to do that, but you have to try. I mean, I would try to think about, you know, what I'm going to do with my life, you know, or I would think about my childhood and the things I did or school. You know, you just have to keep your mind going and get off of what you're doing. I mean...
Yeah, when you think about that, like everybody that does that for a living was an innocent little girl at one point. And
exactly.
Everybody's future was all
somebody's
shiny
daughter.
And bright, yeah?
Exactly. It is so, so hard. I mean, you don't wake up and, oh, I want to be a prostitute today. I mean, I do not believe any woman that says, oh, I'm just going to be a prostitute today. I mean, I think it comes because of necessity that they do it, you know, and then some just don't get out of it.
Hey, Angela, you're on Q100. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I just don't believe in this necessity thing. I moved out on my own when I was 16 years old. I got 3 jobs and put myself through high school. I never went to prostitution. I slept at friends' house until I could actually afford to get my own place. And then when I graduated high school, I had 4 jobs. And I always worked 4 jobs, and I did whatever it took. So I don't think it's a necessity. It's a choice. And if you choose to do that, you have to... It's not because you can't work at McDonald's or you can't work at Publix. Everybody's hiring. And you can find, I could find 3 jobs. So these girls saying that they couldn't find one is unbelievable to me. So I don't buy the necessity thing.
Let's hear what Patty has to say about that. What's up? Patty, she's just like...
Fine and dandy, but when you come to a state that you know nothing about, you know no one, where are you going to stay?
And that's what I did.
Take me in.
That's what I did. I moved to from Jacksonville, Florida, up to Atlanta. Knew nobody, but I got jobs and did what I needed to do. I slept in my car if it took sleeping in my car, not to have to afford a hotel or whatever. Did whatever it took. And I just don't understand the need to go to prostitution. There are jobs out there. And for a 16-year-old to finish high school and to work 3 jobs, it's saying that there are other options out there.
I thought you said you stayed with friends. Did you not?
I did stay with friends when I first moved out, and then I moved up to Atlanta when I graduated. Knew nobody, and I had 4 jobs. I worked. I mean, I would change in my car on the way to the next job because I was nonstop. I got 2 hours sleep a night because that's what it took to do whatever it takes to make the money to get where I am today.
Patty, have you ever had any thoughts like that? Like, maybe I just didn't try hard enough.
I mean, I do. I honestly do. I mean. But you don't, I guess we're all made differently and we don't think the same. I mean, I wasn't thinking, I mean, I was looking for money. I needed money. And if you go to work at Publix or any of these places, you're going to have to wait for money. So where was I going to get the money to pay for somewhere to stay? Who was going to take me in?
And I'm sure in those desperate times, you're not really thinking all that clearly either.
No, I mean, you're not. You're just desperate. It's just, you got to live. You got to find a way to live. I mean, it's just like that primal, you know, that primal instinct, you know, you've got to do it. And sure, I mean, I've got a nice job now and I've got a nice place, you know, and I'm doing great now. But I mean, I think it's different for everybody. It's different strokes for different folks. I mean, it's nice that she had a job and that she had places to stay and she had a car. Some of us were not so lucky.
Looking back on it now, what would you do differently if you were in the same exact place?
I guess I would just go back home and just be defeated. I wouldn't have came. I would have just tried to work out the problems I had, you know, back home.
Because back home wouldn't have been as bad as what you went through.
No, it wouldn't have. It would have been, I mean, it was bad, but it wasn't as bad. You know, I wouldn't have had to have lost that part of me, you know.
Yeah, I don't know if there's anything to add to that. Well, I appreciate you calling.
Yeah,
I mean, it's the first time that story has crossed your lips since it happened?
It is. I mean, I've thought about it, and then y'all had this thread today, so I was like, well, I think I should give my opinion and what has happened to me, and I mean, it's not her fault. I mean, it's just a decision we make, and it was a bad one, but we made it.
All right, just take one more call, then we'll move on. Go ahead, Sam, you're on Q100.
Hey, I just wanted to say, she doesn't need to be condemned about it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Most people have a history that they aren't proud of, and there's nothing you can do about it now, and at least she's on her feet now, and she can't let guilt eat her alive every day, and, you know, what's in the past is in the past, you know?
I think, Patty, you could benefit from talking to a professional about what you went through.
Yeah, I don't know how you get over anything like that if you don't talk to somebody about it, for sure, right?
I mean, that's just true. I mean, I don't want to have to explain where I'm going, like, to the therapist. He's going to have questions. My husband's going to be like, well, why are you going to the therapist? Are we having problems? It's just going to be, I'm going to have to, it's a lot of stuff I'm going to have to work out before I can even.
Then
he'd
think
that
there's
point.
Something wrong with the marriage, and she
yeah,
has to keep saying no,
there's
not. Yeah,
I mean, it's going to be a whole other can of worms.
Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate you filling us in.
Yeah, thanks for sharing.
You just don't. With us. I mean, you don't realize that kind of desperation. You know, I have been lucky enough to where I have come from, at least now. Like, if everything fell apart tomorrow for me, if everything fell apart, I would still be able to, like, I have a safety net. Like, my mom would be my safety net. Like, and you just don't think sometimes in those terms that some people just don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
if it all goes to crap tomorrow, there's no way out. You know? It's scary, man.
It's really scary. Putting yourself in the shoes of what she went through is horrifying.
Because you don't know how bad it was at home. It must have been so bad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming there was some abuse involved also, because it's
so
bad.
While she's doing it.
To while you're like, there's no way that I can go back there.
So
if my only option is prostitution, then I'd rather do that than go back home. It must have been awful.
Well, she stole money at her last job to make it to Atlanta. So she stole the petty cash. What she's talking about is the money that she got to Atlanta with. So.
The Burt Show.
And we have detailed for you over the years that you'd be very hard-pressed to find somebody that hates traffic more than Melissa Carter.
That is true.
I mean, she's got this serious case of road rage.
Oh, I can't stand not moving. I can't stand. For some reason, I feel that everybody in front of me is purposely doing it to keep me from where I need to be going.
I noticed this on Friday. People in this town will absolutely not allow you to merge. Do never use your turn signal to try to go from lane to lane in this city.
You just got to stick your nose in?
You have to be aggressive.
What's your fault that you weren't there anyway? I mean, that's always the attitude of the people when you try to merge into, it seems like they feel like, well, I mean, what you were trying to get in my lane for? Because you should have been there beforehand. Why are you trying to get in now?
I mean, it's just impossible. And you're going to save all of about 4 seconds of time if you let me in. You know, are you going to? And then I find myself as that guy 100 yards down the road. So I'm frustrated at the guy that won't allow me to merge. But then once I get in his lane, somebody wants me to merge. I'm like, screw you. I've been here for 100 yards already.
Do you do
you
that
gotta pay your dues.
If you see somebody merge in, then you try to go get in front of them because you're like, oh, well, they just did it. They're going to be nicer to me because they just merged in.
Sometimes.
I got a one car merge rule.
That's it?
That's
it. Only one in.
I'll get mad at somebody in front of me if they let more than one car merge.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing, man? I got places to be too.
No, you got a one, then one, then one, then one. Yeah, if you sit, let everybody in, they'll take advantage of you. Don't be the weak car.
Yeah.
Don't be the weak car. Buck up.
It's survival of the fittest out there, people.
I'm surprised Melissa hasn't outfitted her car like that old arcade game Spy Hunter.
Oh, you know what?
Blades that come out of your hubcaps,
missiles. I certainly give feedback to the people in front of me.
Feedback.
Yeah.
Feedback.
Go! Keep going! Don't let them
nice
burn!
Way to say
I had to yell at Jessica, like, as mad as I have been at her in a long time, because we were on the 75-85 where they come together.
Uh-huh.
And
going so, south?
Yeah, and I don't know, somebody, I can't remember what they did, but they either wouldn't let her over or whatever. And so when they went by, Jessica was doing this. And
shooting the bird.
Yeah, and I couldn't see it because like she did it next to her head, and I wasn't even paying attention. But the person slammed on their brakes and slowed down, so now they were next to Jessica, and they were like shrugging at her. And so then I'm like, that's that person's problem. And Jessica's like, well, this is what I did. And I legitimately got mad because people... Like, so, you know what I mean?
Let's... I've had that sheer panic too when I say, I yell out my car or I flip somebody off and then I realize that the light just went from yellow to red and they're going to be right next to me in 5 seconds and I'm, damn it. I'm going to have a real confrontation. I can't be a sissy about it any longer. It sucks. Well, Christy has...
So you avoid eye contact. You pull a magazine out. Right. Like you got the mail earlier that day, so you just start reading like, oh, man, this water bill is fascinating. Look at this year compared to last.
Christy might have it worse than you do, Melissa Carter. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning, Burke Show.
How are you today?
I'm wonderful. How are you guys?
Doing okay. Now, you have to get into this traffic every single day?
Yes, it's every day. But, I mean, it's not, you know, just my morning commute. I mean, it's all the time. I have an issue with people riding my bumper. Like, mm-hmm. I don't understand why you ride my bumper. Does it mean that the longer you ride it, the faster I'm going to go? I mean, I don't get it. So on Friday, I was kind of at my wit's end with this guy behind me because for like 2 miles, I mean, he was literally like 6 inches from my bumper. And I so just wanted to tap my brakes and just have him rear end me, but, you know, I didn't want to get into a wreck on my way to work. So anyway, I've had this thought twice now in the past month that, you know, like, because these people, they get around me, and then they get in front of me, and then they want to go slow to, like, get back at me or something. Well, when they're in front of me again, I'm looking at their license plate number. My get back to them would be wanting to call, like, 911 and report them as a drunken driver and get them pulled over. But both times I've hesitated because... I don't know. Could I get in trouble for that? Like a false police report? Or
yes. Well, I want to go, but
sure,
yeah.
I think so, yeah. We got to get a police officer to call us and let us know you can't do that.
Lying to a cop and putting them through all that for no reason. But
listen to her question for 1 second, Melissa. Like, yes. She's like, I'm just wondering if that's legal, if I make something up and call the police about it.
You know what? I can understand the front. But I do want to go back to, okay, so is it the same people that do this to you? Or, I mean, because...
I don't know. It's been two different people.
Okay. And so they're riding up on your bumper, then they go around you, then they get in front of you and go slow.
Right. And on Friday when this occurred, he cut off a Mack truck to the right of me, mm-hmm. and the Mack truck, like, blew his horn at him, and then there was a little gap in front of the Mack truck, so he got over to the right, and then I eased back just so that I could get his license plate number because I was, like, really tempted to call 911 on him. And he got back in front of me, and that's just how it happened. And, mm-hmm. you know, we got off at the same exit at the exact same time off Delk Road. So mm-hmm. it was like he didn't get anywhere further or faster than I did. And I was just like, you know, didn't know how that happened. You know, possible drunk driver. I mean, I'm not saying, like, you know, cause an accident.
Well, you don't think he's drunk. You don't think he's drunk?
No. Probably
no,
not.
Of course not. I'm just trying to clarify. So the truck is to your right, and he's trying to get. Are you a slow driver in the left-hand lane? Is what I'm trying
to get at. No, I'm not.
Why are you sure?
No, I swear to God.
I'm trying to figure out whether I'm on your side
on
or you know if I'm on your side or if I because slow traffic to the left really is a pet peeve.
I feel like two traffic pit bulls are about to go at it.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely not one of those slow drivers in the left-hand lane. That pisses me off more than anything either. If you're in the left-hand lane, go fast.
Right, yeah. Well, okay.
But no, I was in a two-lane road with thick traffic, so you couldn't go anywhere in either lane.
You can report reckless driving.
Right, instead of
drunk
driving.
You don't have to make up something. I mean, whatever he was doing mm-hmm. was obviously, you know, putting you and the other truck in danger. You can report that part, right?
Can you?
Yeah,
or
of course
can you just
can.
Call 911 and say there's somebody driving reckless and give them their license plate
well,
number?
You can say tailgating, right?
Yeah, you can
That's
say
illegal.
They're driving recklessly,
sure.
but so you don't have to say they're drunk.
Yeah, and if he cuts off like an 18-wheeler and all that, I would certainly think
I just,
that you
maybe
could.
I think maybe if I say they're drunk, it'll make the cops actually go out and pull them over. You know,
oh,
if
that's
they get
cool.
a call for somebody tailgating, they probably would.
Yeah, because then if there's a real drunk driver or maybe somebody who needs cop help, and they're calling they're following your false drunk driver. That's cool.
Yeah, I'd say that's completely illegal.
Yeah. Hadn't even thought about that. Yeah.
Hey, Tina, you're on Q100. Good morning.
Morning. I normally don't call in, but this is one of those things where traffic makes me hate people. But my fiance is a police officer, and I'll be riding with him, and he gets tense in the passenger seat. He really hates riding with me because he says I have the worst road rage. But I was telling him and my mom not long ago, that, have you ever seen those scroll screens where you, in store windows and stuff where they can type in whatever and it'll scroll? Mm-hmm. I tell them that I wish I had one on my front windshield and back windshield so that I could really give them a piece of my mind.
Oh, that's a great idea.
You'll get the LED readout, like Times Square, you know, with that
with
scroll
a keyboard
going across.
In the car.
But you will get shot. Right. Like, that's the same awesome. Argument I had with Jessica. People will kill you now. Yeah. Like, people who have the that's same dangerous. Rage that you do will read that, and without even thinking, turn their car to the right and slam into you and knock you into the wall.
I can't wait till we're living in a time where everybody has those, and you could actually see the text arguments going on that's in everybody's awesome. Car together. Good morning, Sharon. You're on Q100.
Good morning. I was just calling to let you guys know I have called the cops on a reckless driver twice. Once it was an 18-wheeler, and both times I have seen the car pulled over, and it is probably the sweetest revenge.
I
never said they were a drunk driver. I just said I was in fear for my life. There was a reckless driver on the road who couldn't maintain his lane and was cutting cars off, and I was very scared, and, you know, I've got my young child in the car. And they've stayed with me on the phone until the cop gets behind him and pulls him over.
Wow. See, perfectly legal.
Is there anything sweeter than when you're in the fast lane and you're going along, you're tooling along pretty well also, you know, way over the speed limit, you shouldn't be, that when somebody comes behind you and starts flashing their lights at you to get over, even though you're going above the speed limit already, and then 10 minutes later down the road, they've been pulled over by a cop?
Yes.
Is there anything sweeter than that?
You do pump your fists in the air.
Yes!
Like, take that!
So I would say yes, it is illegal for you to call in somebody as a drunk driver, but you certainly it's certainly legit for you to call it in as a reckless driver.
Oh, I'm all for that.
If
That's what I'll definitely do next time.
And make sure they are reckless and you're not just a little too aggressive.
Or too slow.
Or too slow.
No, I'm not too slow. I swear I'm not one of those people. Okay. I swear.
I will say that if you're in traffic and the car that weaves in and out, those people irritate me as much as the slow drivers.
There's another sweet scene, too, when somebody is weaving in and out of traffic and they're causing everybody to slam on their brakes and then they have the realization when they get to the intersection at the exact same time you did that they just got all stressed out for zero because you're all going the same speed.
I mean, I've got road rage. I don't do the weaving. I mean, I may get angry that I'm not getting somewhere, but I am realizing that we all are trying to get somewhere at the same time, and your weaving is not making you any more and the emergency lane people.
Blood pressure rising.
Yeah.
Blood pressure.
I just thought the weaving people, and that if you get off on an emergency lane because you think you're more if your car is not overheating and you get in that emergency lane to get off in traffic, you what Jeff said about slamming into you, you deserve to have a car block you for sure because that's an emergency lane. You are not more special than everybody else on the road.
Hey, Allie, you're on Q100.
Oh my God.
Hey, I just want to ask her to call the police department themselves, like whatever county she drives in. Tell her to call them directly instead of calling 911 because I've been in an accident where I needed to call 911 and I've been on hold for 5 minutes and I know they're busy people, but I just feel like it's a waste of their time. Like, I know it's a really important thing, but like there are other really important emergencies that they need to be attended to.
So I want to buy Melissa a car with OnStar and just hire get the operator to randomly call her and see if she's okay. So it's like, you know how it's like, OnStar, we see your airbags have gone off. It could just be like, OnStar Melissa, how are you feeling today? Do you need some chamomile tea? We put some in your glove compartment for you.
The Burt Show.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.